I'm Nicole Bagley, a zoological animal trainer turned pet and family photographer. Back in 2010, I embarked on my own adventure in photography, transforming a bootstrapping startup into a thriving six-figure business by 2012. Since then, my mission has been to empower photographers like you, sharing the knowledge and strategies that have helped me help thousands of photographers build their own profitable businesses. I believe that achieving $2,000 to $3,000 sales is your fastest route to six-figure businesses, that any technically proficient photographer can consistently hit four-figure sales, and no matter if you want photography to be your full-time passion or a part-time pursuit, profitability is possible. If you're a portrait photographer aspiring to craft a business that aligns perfectly with the life you envision, then you're in exactly the right place. With over 350,000 downloads, welcome to the Freedom Focus Photography Podcast. Welcome back to the Freedom Focus Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Bagley, and we are back week three of this special series with Heather Lotinen. And yeah, we're still wearing the same clothes because we recorded them all on the same day.
We had a lot of things to say, and we were really excited and kind of amped up about these thoughts because we both believe that they're so critical and so impactful to your business. Like, really excited for you to just maybe pick one thought that you could shift and just see what happens. Just try it out. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And we felt like we needed to break them up because otherwise this episode would be 2 hours, number one, and B, it allows you to really explore these thoughts a little bit more intently by having less to look at a time. So just to recap, two episodes ago, we went over these five thoughts. So if you have not listened to that episode and any of these, you're like, oh, I think that sometimes, stop, go listen to that, come back here. So number one, that won't work in my market. My prices are too high, which is why people aren't booking. I don't have a studio, so therefore I can't charge high dollars. I'm not as experienced or talented as others in my market, and I can't compete with low price offers that others are offering. So that was our episode 2 weeks ago. Last week, we talked about I need more followers or a bigger audience before I can, you know, charge and move forward in my business, that I'm not good at sales or marketing. Clients only care about digital files, not prints or albums. And I just need to find the right only marketing trick that works for me. So if any of those seem familiar, make sure you go back, listen, let's rewire those thoughts. And today, we're going to dig into, well, really a favorite one for both of us. And that is, I need to perfect my skills before I can charge more or charge in general.
Okay. I need to relax. Take a breath.
So we're getting Heather all hyped up here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So rephrase that, because what I've heard is, I'm not good enough to charge. So maybe not.
Yeah, I think there's two options here. So there's the, like, I'm not ready to charge, period. Like, I'm just getting my business started and my work's not good enough for anyone to pay me even a quarter yet. And I'm not good enough to charge at the level that I want to be charging.
Yes.
So my work's not good enough for a $2,000 sale. Yeah. So it's the same, but slightly different.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay. So how do you know that?
What, that it's not good enough?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because many people that have asked me this question, I look at it and their work is nicer than mine.
I know. I know. So if you were, you need to take on the identity. Have you ever done this with ChatGPT, by the way, where you're like, hey, I need you to take on the identity of.
Oh, no.
Yes, I've done it. Oh my gosh. You can tell it, take on the identity of a pet photography client who doesn't understand pricing. And I need to explain to them my packages. How would I, blah, blah, blah. And you let it go. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a situation and I said, I need you to take on the role of a life coach. I'm having this situation. I'm not sure how to handle. Oh my gosh. And its advice was actually pretty good.
That's crazy.
Okay. Where was I?
You need to perfect your, how do I know that my skills aren't good enough?
Oh, so yeah, I need you to take on the role of a photographer that's kind of newish and you want to get better. Right. And so you say to me,
Am I brand new or have I been doing this for a while and it's just like, let's do brand new. Like, I'm not ready to charge yet.
Okay.
All right.
How do you know that? And how would you know when you are?
Well, my photos, I mean, they're not, I still struggle. They're not really consistent. Like, my editing's not very good. And, you know, and it's just not where I want to be. Like, I see work that is beautiful and mine is just, mine is not.
Okay. So you're saying you wish to improve your skill set in all areas of photography, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So are you shooting and editing and practicing?
I am.
Yeah. Okay, great. So how would you know when you get to the point where you could charge?
When I feel like my work is better.
Oh, well, good luck with that, sister. Because you're going to feel like... Okay, I wouldn't say that to a client. Okay, that was Dark Heather. All right, that was a side Dark Heather.
Dark Heather right there.
Yeah. Okay, no, for real, what I would say is like, but when do you really think that that's going to happen? That you're going to wake up one day and be like, oh my gosh, I love my photos.
Well, yeah, here's the kicker. All right. I'm stepping into Action Girl Nicole here for a minute because you guys, I still look at my photos sometimes and I'm like, oh, that's not what I wanted it to be. Or that session didn't turn out the way that I hoped it would. Or, you know, like there's always more to grow there. So you're never done.
Ever. But
okay. Anyway, let me jump back.
Okay.
What question did you just ask me? How will I know?
Yeah.
When I can, I think, consistently create the images that I mean to create, that I can consistently feel confident at different locations and feel confident in different lighting scenarios of being able to deliver quality photos.
Okay. Define consistency for me. Define that for each one of those scenarios.
Being able to really just have technically correct photos in any scenario.
Really? And you really, you think that's possible? Because I'm still struggling with that. Oh my gosh. I mean, what my line of questioning here is meant to uncover the fact that what you think you where you want to go is like actually not achievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you will never get to the point where you are 100% consistent 100% of the time. Even close to that, loving your photos, feeling competent in every scenario, like that's just not possible because we're always, to your point, mm-hmm. we're always trying to get better and improve. So,
and some sessions are better than others. So you're always going to have always. One that's like, oh, that was not as great as I had hoped.
So is that an ideal that's really achievable?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the answer is no, it's not because you're always getting better. So if that's the case, then explain to me this gray area of like when you're going to be good enough or have consistent or competent enough work to charge.
I mean, I know the answer is whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, when you decide.
I think here's the challenge and Action Girl reporting for duty. I feel like, well, actually this is more even just our thoughts and feelings. Like we are way more critical of our own art and our own work than other people are. And I see two different things. I see some people that maybe their work is not great, but they think it is like off the charts, but those are very, very, very few and far between. Very few and far between. 99.9% of people think their work sucks way more than it does. Like their work might actually be gorgeous and beautiful. And they're just like, ah, no. Because they're so in that gap of whatever their artistic ideal is and where they currently are that they can't see their work now is lovely. So I highly recommend if you have this thought at all, that you go post in our Hair of the Dog Academy community, you post in Elevate, you post Freedom Focus Formula, whatever program you're in. If you're not in one of our programs, then whatever program you're in, find a knowledgeable professional to literally ask like, hey, like, is this sellable? Like, is it technically correct? Meaning my technical correct is like, is the exposure reasonable? Is my white balance reasonable? And is it in focus?
Is it in like, focus is my thing. Yeah.
Like those are the three kind of like, if you're not hitting those three things regularly, okay, let's keep practicing. But that doesn't mean you can't charge still. You still can. We'll get there. But like once you can do those three things, then it's like about massaging. All right, expression. Let's make sure we're getting good expression. And then it's like, all right, now let's make sure like we can start to learn how these different lenses affect our work. And now we start to learn some more editing. We start to learn about choosing where we're going to be and choosing the lighting. So you start layering on all these skills as you improve. But really like my bottom level of like, sometimes you just need to be like, is this sellable? Which to me, sellable work is in focus, reasonable color management, and reasonable exposure management. That's it.
Yeah. But when you said to me, like, when you were playing the role of a new photographer, yeah, and you were like, well, until it's consistent or until until I like it, until, mm-hmm. but my question to you or to anyone would be like, how do you know that you are seeing your own work clearly?
No, you don't.
You don't. Uh-huh. It's like impossible.
Yep.
So if that's the case, then how, seriously, if you know you can't see your own work clearly, how would you ever know that you are at the point where you're able to sell it?
You either just need to try to sell it, A, or ask a professional, B, both. I mean, you can do both. Like yeah. if you want, and here's the thing, if you're going to ask for someone you trust, like it should be someone that, you know, not like your mom or not like your aunt, you know,
who doesn't know who right.
is out there that's like, I used to photograph, that's beautiful, honey. Like, no, ask an actual professional, someone that you trust that can give it to you straight. Like, I will tell all my students, like, that is great. These are great. And if there's something to improve, I'll let them know, like, hey, this is where you're doing well. Here's where you need to work on improving. And then, like, okay, here's your kind of plan of action. And so then you know where you stand. And believe people when they tell you your work is beautiful. Like, I'm not just going to go tell someone your work is great. And like, if there's things that need to be improved, I will tell you.
Yeah, that's actually offensive to me when I tell someone their work is beautiful and they don't believe me. I'm like, are you saying I'm a liar?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going to like sort of, I wouldn't say disagree with you here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a slightly different avenue, but okay. Like, it's not up to you. Whether 100%. You're good enough to charge, like yep. you set a price and the market will tell you because mm-hmm. they'll either pay you or they won't, you know? 100%. So like, yes, I think you need to do all of those things and feel comfortable with your pricing. But good news is I didn't know any of this when I was starting and there weren't any critiques because there wasn't much online. So guess what I did? I just made up a number and I went for it to see, you know, like, I don't know. We're just, again, I try to keep things really light and simple. I'm just going to see if people will pay for this. And then that will kind of like help me see. And obviously you're always getting better. You know, this is the worst your work is going to be ever right now. It's only going to improve by default because you're going to practice, you're going to shoot more. So I know you're going to improve, but you can't see it clearly. And when you say, how do I know based on like how good I am, what to charge? Like this, like, I don't know, is there like this matrix of, okay, like on a scale of 1 to 50, if I said, okay, Nicole, your work is a 48.2, and that means you can charge this amount of money for your packages, like that doesn't exist. That is not a thing. Okay.
Right.
So none of that is out there, which means you can just, you know, obviously reasonably make something up. I'm not saying pull it out of thin air. Like, obviously there's a, you know, a process for that, but you can say like, oh, I'm going to experiment with this, try it out and see if the market thinks that I am worth paying that for, and then just figure it out from there. I mean, why are we overcomplicating this?
Yep. No, that I agree 100%. And you can also kind of short circuit that by getting that, because we do have some people in like Freedom Focus Formula that it's actually someone posted the other day in the community. It's like, I want to be at this Eagle level at the $2,000 to $3,000. Like, is my work sellable at that level? And the answer was yes, it was beautiful. But, you know, and if you're just starting and you're like, oh, these are yellow and overexposed or underexposed and all over the place craft-wise, like someone like myself or you could look at it and be like, oh, we do need to bring this up before the market's going to pay. We need to have a general rule of what the market will pay. However, even if you're at that early starting point, there is nothing wrong with being like, hey, I'm building a portfolio, $50. I'll do a little session. I'll give you 5 digitals. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's totally what I did.
For all you people out there that are saying that's ruining the industry, it is not. Please stop saying that, because it's not. It's just allowing people that are learning their craft to make a little bit of money while they do so, and, you know, and kind of get that practice to be able to build their business, because they're not the same client.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I did, Nicole. Photographed my friends and their families and children for like $50, and here are the digital files. And by the way, I did my first wedding, I did on a point and shoot camera. My first two weddings. I didn't even know what a DSLR was. So, and then I got the DSLR and I didn't really even know how to turn it on, let alone what all of these things meant, you know, but I was charging. I was. And the photos, I think, were reflective of that rate.
Right, exactly. You weren't charging $5,000 a wedding at that point yet.
Right. Not even close. Yeah, I mean, I look back at those photos now and I'm like, is that in focus? Because I don't think it is, you know? But I was talking to two of my one-on-one clients yesterday. They're also in Elevate and they are amazing. And they said to me, so I'm just going to put these thoughts together. It was like some version of, I want to reach $100,000 in my business. Like, my goal is to be a six-figure photographer. Mm-hmm. But I don't know when my work will be good enough to be a six-figure photographer. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, how so? Again, with this like imaginary scale of rating. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. So, and for example, if you charged, you know, $1,000 a session and you multiply that by 100 clients, you could make $100,000.
Right.
Or you could do five. Okay. Do the math however you want. In one case, the photographer has had consistent $3,000 sales. And I'm like, are you kidding? You just need 33.33333 clients and then you're fine. Like, you'll hit six figures. So what does that have to do, like, really with what level your photos are at? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have the foundation, you could set it up. However, I know these big photography like studios have multiple photographers working for them that are well into the six figures for very, very low pricing.
Yep.
Just based on volume.
Yep.
So, like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, I don't know if I'm worth it. Well, quite frankly, I don't care what you think. Okay, I was being funny. You know, like, all that matters is, does the client think that this is worth paying that number? And you let them decide. And then you work from there. But if you have this thought, I don't think I'm, you know, worth X number of dollars per session or being a six-figure photographer, I promise you it's going to feel like crap. Mm-hmm. But if you thought, I'm learning, I'm getting better, I know what I'm doing, because I really believe that anyone listening to our voices right now actually does know something. Okay. Yeah, right. Maybe at different levels, but they know what they're doing and they can figure it out from there. Okay. Case in point, I had a new client contact me years ago when I was doing in-person mentoring, and she scheduled 4 hours with me in person because she wanted to learn photography. That's all she put on her form. She comes into my house with a Canon Rebel in a box, and she says to me, I bought this at Costco yesterday, and I need you to teach me how to use it because I have four clients next week. And I was like, ma'am, what? And she's like, yeah, I just booked four clients. And I think those ones were free, but the next week she was charging. She was just hilarious. So I taught her the exposure triangle. I taught her the camera. Okay. I'm like, listen, you shoot in one of these modes, figure it out. You'll learn as you go. She had no problem getting to the point very quickly where she would charge. Following week, she comes back to me, sets her laptop down on my desk and says, I need you to teach me everything you know about Lightroom and Photoshop because I got to edit those four sessions I did last week. She was hilarious, right? And she captured this one core truth that I think so many of us miss. If you purchased a camera, it costs you money. If you go take photos of someone, it's your time. And that's worth something. Okay. I don't want to say regardless of what the photos look like, because I agree with you. I think they should be like somewhat competent, right?
Yeah.
But the point is, this is what she thought. She was like, I spent money on this camera. She spent money to sit with me and she took her time. And to her, that was valuable enough to charge something. And she had not even seen the photos yet, nor did she know if she even had the ability. And I just thought that was so interesting, because the client decides. You know, if the client sees your website, or in her case, she posted a couple photos on her personal Facebook. If somebody sees that and they like her and they want to hire her, then her only job was to let them.
Yes. Yeah. I say this all the time. Like, unless you are stealing somebody else's photos to put on your website, like, if you're using your own photos that you took with your camera and your hands, then your client is booking you based on the expectation that you're going to do similar type work for them, which is what you're offering right now. So they're like, this whole thing of like, oh, I don't know, I'm going to disappoint the client. Like, they know what you're producing because that's what you're using to market your work. So if they know the level of work that you're producing and this is the price attached to it, and they say yes to that, they're excited. They want to pay you. They want to work with you at that level because they see what you are doing.
Okay. I love this. I think you hit the nail on the head. So I was talking to this client of mine yesterday, wants to hit six figures, right? And I said, if somebody finds you on the, on like your social media or your website and they like your photos and they call you and they like you and they say, yes, I want to hire you, you have already won. Mm-hmm. Like, because they chose you, they know what you cost, they like you, you shoot the session before one single photo is delivered, they are already like invested in. Probably they love you and so they'll like the photos. And here's why. Key point. People are forgetting this. Listen, this is important. If somebody hires you, it's because they think you are going to deliver good photos and they like you. If they're thinking that, their brain is scanning the environment to prove them right.
Mm-hmm.
You've already won. Mm-hmm. Your brain wants you to have made a good investment, a good financial decision for a product or service. So when you pull the trigger, when they pull the trigger, their brain is like, beep, 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 scanning the environment, scanning that. I want to prove this person right. So I already know in my mind, this is going to work out like perfectly. I'm going to love this photographer. I'm going to love the photos. Okay, listen, there's always like a 1% chance somebody's going to be unhappy. I'm not negating that. But I'm saying before you fire the first shot, you have already earned your money. Mm-hmm. And they already like you because their brain wants them to be right. They've talked to you. Maybe they've even met you in person. They've seen your photos. You are win, 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 winning before you take a photo or deliver anything. And when you do, because of all of these other factors, there's like a 99.99% chance that they are going to love the photos. Mm-hmm. Done.
Yes. 100%.
Just allow it. Just let it happen. And and you put the prices out there and then you do the math to figure out what you want to earn, which is Nicole's specialty. It's what she does, all the spreadsheets.
Yeah, I can't tell you, Heather, how many times I hear people that they marketed with their photos. They get hired based on those photos. They get paid based on those photos, based on what they were asking to charge. They shoot the session. They felt like it wasn't their best work and they are ready to go back to the client and be like, here, just take it all for free. It's not good.
Like,
what do you say to them?
Zip it. Keep your mouth shut. Do not sit down. Shut up. Let the client determine that. Because I think more often than not, we're harder on ourselves. We've already established that. The client sees it and will love the photos. Now, in the rare circumstance that a client comes back and says, you know, I kind of wish, or I don't like this. Well, then you can decide what to do at that point. We can offer a reshoot, throw in a product, depending, you know, whatever makes sense. Like, you can handle that. Mm-hmm. But don't ever preemptively lead the client to not like the photos. That is very stupid. Okay. It does not make sense. You can have your own thoughts, work with your brain, give me a call, let's work it out, but don't say anything until they do. And again, more often than not, the client is like, oh my gosh, I love these. Hey, I want you as the photographer to love them, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're like highly critical and you want to get better. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe that like inspires you or motivates you. I mean, don't be too hard on yourself, but let somebody else have an opinion. And by the way, Nicole's opinion or any opinion from like a critique in a professional community is going to be different than a regular person for the most part.
100%.
So take the critique from the professionals to make you better, but understand that think of your first couple of clients. My first couple of clients loved their photos and they were complete and utter crap. And they still, and I'll run into them, you know, on social media or actually even in person, and they'll tell me how much they enjoy their photos. And I just want to crawl under a rock and die. But I zip it. Shut my mouth and I let them love the photos. And I say, thank you. That was vintage Heather. I appreciate it. You know,
vintage Heather.
Yeah, and I look back at those photos, those weddings.
You have special vintage Weddings by Heather imagery.
I do. I actually have a couple of keynotes that I've shared. My cousin's wedding was my first wedding where I did selective color. You know, it was great.
Oh, nice.
I back focused several images that I delivered. I did not know what back focus was. I shot an entire giant bridal party at f/2.8. The bride was in focus for sure. And I delivered these. So I didn't even know about exposure, white balance, and focus. I didn't know.
Right.
So right. I delivered them. Now, okay, they didn't pay me, sure. But my next wedding did $500 and it was slightly better, but it was still a point and shoot and not by much.
Yeah.
So like maybe you're putting too much pressure on yourself to reach this certain level. And what if there's no hierarchy? Because Nicole, you had said this earlier. There are actually some photographers out there that are just, you know, decent, but charge a crap ton of money.
And people pay it. Some people pay it. So it's there are no rules.
No.
There are literally no rules. The only rule is really just this rule of how our thoughts will affect our behavior and results. So if you are not secure in your work, and you're trying to charge what you don't feel it's worth, you're going to have a really hard time.
That's right.
Because there's going to be that disconnect there. So like you need to do whatever you need to do to feel good about the work you're producing. And yes, listen, you guys, don't come at me. I'm not saying to go out there and like just sell crap work. Like just sell where you're at. Sell, you are allowed to sell your work at the level you are at. Period. And with that knowing that we're always going to be practicing, we're always going to be improving, and you know, and we should want to improve to, you don't have to improve to be the world's best, but you know, we should always be looking to improve our craft. And if you're in this industry, you likely got into the industry because you enjoy the craft of photography, which you're going to end up wanting to improve it anyway. So the point is move.
Yeah. And it's all good. Lighten up. Gosh, this has been my theme for the last couple of episodes. It's been like, maybe you're just taking this entirely too seriously. Like, take it seriously. How can you honor that thought of I want to do everything well, but also like lighten up and just have fun and allow people to pay you. I sold crap work. Now, no, I wouldn't recommend doing that either. But in my defense, I really did not know it was crap.
No, none of us did when we were starting, really. And even if somebody came to me and said, Nicole, like, how's my work? Can I start selling it? And like, say it was terrible, you know, like, and I can say, hey, you know, I'm, looks like you found a subject you like to shoot. Great. we need to focus on our exposure. This is off here or there, you know, and like give them the actual things. And listen, when you ask for critique from professional, from us, like at least us, we are very, all of it comes from a place of service and love. Like I would never, ever, ever critique someone like, this is total crap. You should never, like, you should put your camera down. And because my first pictures were awful. You know, yeah, some people maybe have a better composition eye naturally than others, but it can be learned. Like, and for someone to like naturally come out of the womb and pick up their camera and be like, I immediately know the exposure triangle. Like, no, nobody does. Like, we all are thinking, wait, all right, if I open up my aperture, what do I need to do with the shutter speed? Okay. Like, I have to think about it until it becomes second nature. So, like, just follow your heart of what you want to do. If you want to get into this business, if you want to start selling your work, just start and, you know, let the market kind of tell you what it will pay or ask your opinion. I mean, I can truly, I would tell you like, hey, you're still learning, you know, you're not quite ready to start printing products and do all like, or like having these $1,000+ sales. But you know, you can certainly offer some inexpensive sessions to keep practicing. And here's what you should work on. You know, like there's no rule that says you can't get paid.
Yeah, I had a photographer come back to me recently, and she's been in business now, I don't know, a little less than 10 years, and she's really good now. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'll never forget what you said to me when I showed you my first set of work. She's like, it was terrible. I know it was terrible. And you looked at it and you paused and you said, well, there's a few things we could work on. I don't even remember that conversation. But listen, one time I went to a workshop in Dallas where I was learning from photojournalists, like mm-hmm. like legitimate newspaper photographers mm-hmm. in the field. This is a rough crew, okay?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
And we would go out and shoot like a 10 to 12 hour day. They purposefully like beat us down. They would bring us back to the hotel, display our images, and they would critique them, go through it. And I'll never forget. They put my images up and started going through it. And they were saying things like, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Why did you use that lens and that? And what were you doing with that? Oh my gosh, ripped me apart. I wasn't the only one. And somebody came up to me. Actually, somebody got on an airplane and left. They were like, yeah.
Yeah.
And someone came up to me and said, how did you sit there and take that? And I said, well, because I'm here to get help. And they're entitled to their opinion. And some of it was like useful and some of it was not. You know, it was definitely harsh. So the next day, my mentor sent me out into the field and he said, I want you to take one camera, one lens, and you have to shoot on auto mode, no flash, and I don't care about your exposure. I just want you to shoot and I want you to connect emotionally with your clients and what you're documenting and just stop you, because, you know, I'm an engineer. I overthink. I want to get everything right because we were not allowed to delete in camera at all. Mm-hmm. They would look at your numbers. So I did that. I was given a camera and a 50 millimeter lens, auto mode, and off I went with this family for like 12 hours. Came back that night and they put up my images and oh man, I was exhausted, sleep deprived, a nervous wreck at this point. And they actually applauded one of them. One. Okay, let's not get crazy. They didn't love them all, but they applauded one. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's it. That's what I was missing, was the connection. Mm-hmm. And that was so helpful to me. And it was so painful. Horrible. But, and again, and I think two or three people actually left because they were like, they just didn't want to hear it or couldn't take it. And I just thought every piece of feedback could be useful depending on how I receive it.
Yeah.
And so I connected with the photographer who was my mentor. It was so, so, so hard on me. And 2 years after that, I was shooting Miss America's Wedding alongside of him. In Dallas. Like, what is even happening? And I don't think that opportunity would have happened had I got on an airplane and hightailed it. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, yeah. So I just look at it as like all working for me. And I try to have like a fun, light attitude about it. Like, really, that's the stupidest picture you've ever seen? Because I've seen your work, sir. All right. And like, lighten up is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also for the record, Heather and I don't critique like that. So
no, I would never. I would never. I'm actually very, very careful because I understand people are connected and sensitive about their work. I really respect that. So I try to approach it just like you do, which is like, okay, there's a few things we might want to work on. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. So good. So good. Let's start summing this up.
Here it is. I got it.
Really, I was going to say, really, it's just like, show your work. Have a price attached to it. People are pay or not and get paid.
And stop believing your brain.
Yeah, that too.
Don't believe what you think. And throughout all of these last three episodes of the series, like, just question your thoughts. Like, is that true? You do not have to believe everything you think. That's all I'm saying.
And if you can't see another side of it, because when we are so close to our thoughts, I think it could be hard to see some alternative thoughts that we can think, which is where coaching comes in and where asking our communities come in. So like, come ask in the community, come ask on one of our office hours if you're in the academy, ask an Elevate call if you're in Elevate. Let us help you find a new thought, because the thoughts are so powerful. And remember Action Girl's quote, that your feelings are a barometer to your thoughts.
Love that.
So if you are feeling like really stressed and awful and not good about your work or about photography or about your business or whatever it is, like, ask yourself what you're thinking about right now that's causing that, because that's a thought that needs to be explored. And as soon as you shift it, you're going to see a difference actually coming to fruition in real life.
I love it. This has just been great, Nicole. I love these types of episodes where we look at all of these different thoughts or what's holding us back or how do we get unstuck. I hope this was helpful to everyone.
Same. All right, guys. Well, we will see you back. Heather is a regular here on our podcast, so we will all chat soon. Bye, everybody.